From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. At long last, we have a royal wedding to look forward to, if we're so inclined. The British royal family has announced the engagement of Prince William to his longtime girlfriend, Kate Middleton. They're expected to marry next spring or summer. The couple held a photo opportunity today to formally introduce the woman who is likely to someday be Queen of England. Vicky Barker has the story from London.
Wearing a sapphire blue dress and the sapphire engagement ring that had been Princess Diana's, her voice barely audible above the cameras, Kate Middleton admitted the prospect of being a royal bride was daunting.
You know, hopefully I'll take it in my stride. William's a great teacher, so he'll be able to help me along the way.
The 28-year-old prince was asked why he'd waited so long to propose to the woman he's been dating since college.
The timing is right now. We're both very, very happy. And I'm very glad that I have done it.
What do they love about each other? He supports her, and she makes him laugh.
You're marrying me.
In this grainy video of a long-forgotten school play obtained by the Daily Mirror, a 13-year-old Kate Middleton is told a handsome, rich gentleman would fall in love with her.
And marry me?
And marry me, she asks. At boarding school, Middleton was said to have kept a photo of the prince in her room, something she now denies. And she later went on the same outdoor adventure course in Chile that William had attended 6 months before. Manager Rachel Humphreys remembers Middleton.
She had a certain aura, she had a certain demeanor and a certain maturity that made her stand out slightly from the other adventurers. She was extremely attractive, she was extremely popular, but she was always very in control of herself and impeccably behaved, one has to say.
Middleton applied to the same university as Prince William, St. Andrews in Scotland, and declared the same major, art history. They famously met when she modeled lingerie at a college charity event and he paid $300 for a front row seat. A number of commentators here have accused Middleton of leading an apparently aimless life since university, of only briefly working, of not pursuing any career ambitions. They seem to have missed the point. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.